Pete Carroll, the former USC football coach, has at times been likened to a god in California for his wildly successful 9-year run there. But during his time at USC, questions arose over whether his team was playing a fair game. Eventually, the NCAA applied sanctions on the school because Saints running back Reggie Bush had received gifts from an agent during his time playing for USC. Now the school says it will return the Heisman Trophy that Bush won in 2005. Pete Carroll took over the head coaching job at the Seattle Seahawks last January, and he's just written a new book called Win Forever, Live, Work, and Play Like a Champion. I spoke to him yesterday and thanked him for joining us.
Nice to be on.
I got to ask you about Reggie Bush, of course. I know you're expecting it. Our sports contributor here at The Takeaway, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, really wanted to know exactly what role you think an NCAA coach has for players once they're on a team. You know, what was your responsibility as coach to police the largesse that went on?
The coach is ultimately responsible for everything that goes on in the program, and the NCAA has written it. That's the facts. And so anything that happens, you are responsible for.
So would you have done anything in retrospect? What would you have done differently? That's my question.
Let me explain to you how it works. In that, the rule number one in our program, and we talk about it in our book, is it's always protect the team. And you're constantly grilling your guys on the rules, what compliance is all about, the standards that we operate by, the visibility that we have, the responsibility that we have to the community of the university and the community that surrounds us to do things in an exemplary fashion. And so in our situation there, for a guy in an isolated situation, one guy in 9 years that got involved in relationships that put us all in jeopardy, was way outside the guidelines and the expectations and the standards that we operate.
Should you have
by.
Done anything and, differently? Given that, should you have done anything differently?
I wish I would have known that and seen some sign of it. We didn't see the signs of it, which now looks so obvious. How could you not have known? Well, at the time, Reggie was one of the kids in the program that was doing really well, and there was no signs that there was anything going on that was out of line. Had we known, we'd have slammed the door shut on it immediately.
They hit it
and
from
everything,
you.
Everything in our program was to protect what we were all about and to make sure that we were doing the right thing in a fashion that it was better than anybody had ever done it before, ever. So this was just something that somehow got through that we couldn't find it. We couldn't see it at the time, and it came out in the media after the fact because the person that was trying to get into Reggie's good fortune wasn't getting what he wanted.
Well, Coach, you're not coaching in the NCAA now. I think you can probably answer this question really honestly. There's no debate that college football is a gigantic business and industry. You were making $4.4 million in 2006. You were the highest paid private university employee. But this is an industry. Should college athletes, especially at this level, should they be paid at this point?
No, I don't think they should be paid at all because that's not part of what this experience is all about. That, you know, whatever money they would pay, somebody could always pay them more. That's not the answer at all. That wouldn't solve the problem in my eyes. I think if the scholarship is comprehensive enough, these guys are fine. I think that our approach is not to go that way. Our approach is to spread the net wider and spread the awareness wider so that people who are unscrupulous, who do want to get into somebody's business, who do want to affect a young kid's academic experience and athletic experience in college, they need to be hammered. They need to be hammered and kept away from being able to do this. It's interesting that the focus never goes to somebody who diabolically came up with a plan to bring down a university. We don't focus on that.
Okay, so, well, would you?
That's where our focus needs to go with the NCAA and with the universities and all of that to get the word out. And also, we can get help from the NFL. There was legislation passed a couple years ago that I was responsible for connecting with any relationships that were started with agents or representation with kids that are in school that weren't draft eligible didn't need to exist. Imagine that. Can you imagine that a kid needs to talk to an agent about eventually maybe doing business with him while he's still an underclassman and still not involved with the draft?
It doesn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But, Coach, hang on. You're in the NFL now, and so now what I want to know in retrospect, knowing what you know about what went on at USC, what if Reggie Bush came to the Seahawks? Would you coach him now?
Well, that's a whole different set of circumstances.
Yeah.
And really, we can't talk about guys that aren't under contract in other teams. But that's a whole different.
Well, do you want to coach him? I mean, would you want to have Reggie Bush on your team if you could get him?
Well, I need to go through the whole process and understand what he's all about, what's going on now in his life. Let me also say this to you.
Yeah.
The kids in our program were like your own children in a sense. And when your own child does something and makes a mistake and gets in the wrong group or they make they get in trouble with it, however, how do you deal with it? When it's your own kid, you're mad at him, you, him on a course where he's going to avoid that problem from happening again because he's learned, he's experienced it. And that's that would have been the process I would have dealt with, just like he was my own son, if that would have happened. I'd have been as mad as can be, but I would have had to direct him because I love him and I want to take care of him and I want to help him do right. Well, we never got that chance because just 2 weeks after our season ended in a bowl game, Reggie went on to the NFL. We didn't get the opportunity to deal with him in that manner and deal with the specifics with him. We weren't even allowed to talk to him. If you can understand that there's a whole process that you would go with, because somebody made an egregious error, doesn't mean that they can't correct their ways. And so whether or not we would coach him, that's not even worth talking about.
Okay,
we can't.
I hear you. Well, Coach, before we go, how are you feeling about your own legacy at USC? I know you had big wins. There's no question about it. Here I am asking you about all the outlier stuff, as you call it. How do you feel about your own legacy?
Well, I'm disappointed that we have to deal with any of this and that we weren't able to avoid it. You know, that we weren't able to, by seeing it happen, slamming the door shut on it when it could have been done. I wish we would have, and I would do anything to go back and try and extend our network of information gathering so I would have known. But the other side of it, now we need to do something about it and work positively to try proactively to take steps. So things like this can't happen to a university. One person caused this to happen in connection as he started the process of getting into a family, and that we have to find ways to isolate that and keep it from getting into college sports. I think if you watch right now, Nick Saban's out there talking about it as their university gets involved in some investigation as well. Nick's on the right topic. We need to direct our focus and keep people from getting into the schools and into these families in a way that can bring them back, because it's just absolutely wrong.
All right, Pete Carroll is head coach of the Seattle Seahawks and author of the new book Win Forever, Live, Work, and Play Like a Champion, former coach of USC, and a whole lot of controversy surrounding Reggie Bush. Coach, we appreciate you joining us.
All right, thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.